How necessary do you feel prayer is for your family? You know, with summer holidays coming up, you might feel that maybe a certain holiday is pretty necessary. If you got young kids, maybe you might feel like certain extracurricular activities are pretty necessary. Maybe you feel like a certain type of education is necessary for your family. But I would ask you, if you got a family at home, how strongly do you feel prayer is necessary for your family? Well, I'd propose that if you want your family in heaven, then you should pray with them. And if we don't want our kids in heaven, then we shouldn't pray with them. Now, I can't imagine any sane person thinking that. But St. Thomas Aquinas points out the relationship between prayer and baptism. He says, after baptism, continual prayer is necessary to man in order that he may enter heaven. For though by baptism our sins are remitted, there still remains concupiscence to assail us from within, and the world and the devil to assail us from without. But without the divine assistance, we cannot resist the might of so many and so powerful enemies. Now this assistance is only granted to prayer. Therefore, without prayer, there is no salvation. How in the world can we expect our household to be saved if we reject the means by which God has given us to work out our salvation? St. Alphonsus says, he who prays is certainly saved. He who prays not is certainly damned. All the blessed, except infants, have been saved by prayer. All the damned have been lost through not praying. If they had prayed, they would have not been lost. And this is and will be their greatest torment in hell, to think how easily they might have been saved only by asking God for his grace, but that now it is too late, the time of prayer is over. St. Alphonsus continues, if we are not saved, the whole fault will be ours, and we shall have our own failure to answer for, because we did not pray. So how do we incorporate prayer into our family? Janelle and I recently spoke at a conference where we shared some tips on how we do it. We hope you're blessed by our message.
So I think the first question we have to ask ourselves is, do we pray with our children? And some of us might not, and some of us might already have a really good routine of prayer. So a good place to start is to pray at meals, to bless our food. You know, a lot of you probably know the Bless Us, O Lord prayer. It's a really great thing to do. And then even bedtime prayers, just saying, you know, either the Angel of God prayer or the St. Michael prayer. It could just be a spontaneous prayer like, Lord Jesus, bless so-and-so as they go to sleep.
Now, we as a family pray the rosary every night as a family. That's something that we do. And we've worked up to
yes,
that
point. Yes, I was going to say that. I'm like, I don't want anyone to think that we've always done this. This has been a journey.
Yeah. But we're consistent now, and it's been about how long?
Maybe a year and a half.
And so is it always smooth? No. Is it always peaceful? No. Is it a chore sometimes? Yes. Almost every night. But we do it.
And why do we do it?
Because it's good for our souls.
Yeah.
We need, in order to know somebody, you have to spend time with them. And prayer,
mm-hmm.
you're spending time with God.
Mm-hmm. And we know that it's good for our souls because if you do any research or read the stories in the lives of the saints, it has been shown time and time again that the rosary has been a means of peace. It is seriously like a great method of prayer.
So if you've never prayed the rosary with your family and you would like a resource, well, we have one for you. We have recorded prayer devotional videos on each mystery of the rosary. You can go to YouTube, search our names out. You'll find them. Rosary Ken Yasinski or Janelle Yasinski. And you can pray along with us and use that as a resource for your family if you want to.
Other ways that we incorporate prayer into our family is every single year I try to add a new prayer. Last year we learned the Memorare. The year before that was a consecration prayer to Our Lady. This year we're learning the Angelus. Another thing that you could do is even novenas. So leading up to a certain feast day, maybe you want to do a novena to like St. Joseph or to St. Therese of Lisieux. No, a novena is a 9-day prayer leading up to something. And maybe you have a special prayer intention. Maybe you feel like there's absolutely no hope in a certain situation. You could pray novena to St. Jude.
An example of a novena in our family is we always do the Divine Mercy novena. So mm-hmm. it starts on Good Friday, ends on Divine Mercy Sunday. So every evening as a family, instead of praying the rosary, we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. If you want to pray that along with us, we also have a resource for that. And you can search that on internet as well. And you can pray with us. We want to make it easy.
And another great way is just even when you're in the vehicle, praying these prayers. Like, I remember in the morning, sometimes when I would drive our daughter to school, we would just pray three Hail Marys on the way to school. Something that we started last year was just making little day trips to do to pilgrimage sites, to different shrines that were local to us, and then spending a little bit of time in prayer. And then learning about that site. So if it was to Our Lady of Lourdes, then we would learn about the story of Lourdes. If it was to Saint Therese, then we learned about the story of Saint Therese.
Holy Heroes.
Oh yeah, that's such a great resource. If you want to learn about the lives of the saints, get the Holy Heroes audio series. You have to order it online, mm-hmm. but it's been such a huge, beautiful asset to our
So it's
our
an life. Audio drama, and they go through different saints. Each mm-hmm. saint is a different chapter. But I have to tell you, they're made for kids, but I have learned so mm-hmm. much. Mm-hmm. And then it sparks discussion. Mm-hmm. Awesome resource when you're traveling on road trips. Plug that in, get the kids off to the device, and listen to a story about holiness and these saints. They're inspiring.
It's beautiful. One last thing that we do is, you know, if there's been a little crisis or maybe a child had an injury or something, we'll take time to pray for that child individually, like, or as a group, and pray over them and just ask God's healing for that child, mm-hmm. or if they have a sore tummy, or if they're worried about something. It's so good, and it brings peace. You know, whenever we call on God's name, He is there.
And perhaps one is not comfortable speaking and praying spontaneously, well, then you can just say three Hail Marys for that intention, or one Hail Mary for that intention. So the mm-hmm. kid is crying, you don't know how to pray spontaneously for them, just say, let's pray a Hail Mary. And then you just begin with the sign of the cross, say the Hail Mary for mm-hmm. that intention. But what we're doing is we're showing our children that God is welcome into every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm. And that faith isn't just Sunday.
Yes.
Faith is every day, all the time. It's important to pray with your spouse, because really the relationship between spouses is felt by everybody in the home. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep it pretty close-knit. Wouldn't you say?
Sure. Thank you so much for watching. Unfortunately, we do not know how much longer we will be on YouTube, because YouTube has a habit of shutting down channels like ours. If you want to stay connected, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all our new videos by email, no matter where they are released on the internet. And a special thank you to our Patreon team who is sponsoring and supporting these videos. Your financial support helps us keep all our content free for the world. Thank you so much for your help.